This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why we're calling you out right now to become even more exceptional, do more exceptional things. And of course, the big thing is that if you're living in California or other states, to join the new California State Movement. The new California State Movement. Yes, indeed. We are all on board. And getting more on board every single day. So visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and of course, click on the membership portion of newcaliforniastate.com. That's what you want to see. That's what you want to look into. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a lot of things, like I said, going on. The world is kind of going crazy, shaking. If you're in Southern California, you got the La Brea tar pits that are starting to put forth a lot of oil and tar and gas and methane. And actually, the methane gas is not too noxious. It's more of the problem of the oil odor being sort of, I guess, aspirated by way of the methane gas. That's really more what they have. And it's not, I tell you, I don't know how oil guys do it. I really don't. Oil. I can't even say that. Like if you're in Oklahoma, you go, oil. Well, the La Brea tar pits are tar. In fact, in the old days, the local Indians used to line the inside of their canoes to seal them up so there wouldn't be any leaks. Now, something could be learned at the Oroville Dam about this. It's kind of interesting when I was watching the video that you didn't see. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio, though. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not up yet. It will be, though. As you're looking at the oil coming up in the sidewalk. Now, the sidewalk. Well, how does it come up in the sidewalk's concrete, right? Concrete sidewalks. Yeah, La Brea. Miracle Mile, they call it. Yeah, I know it very well, that whole area down there. And it's fascinating. What you don't want to do if you're at the La Brea Tar Pits is really kind of there are certain walkways that you can stay on. You should stay on those, because if you don't and you stray away into the grassy areas and stuff like that, take a look at the bottom of your feet. Tar everywhere. Tar everywhere. A lot of the beaches in California, Southern California in particular, are loaded with tar. And it's just it's like the La Brea Tar Pits off the coast of California, that it just oozes up out of the floor of the ocean. Of course, the radical environmentalists say it's all because of the oil drilling, and that is not true. That is absolutely not true. It's not true at all. Radical environmentalist. Yeah, it's just a natural part of it. It's been around for thousands of years and been known to the Indians as a sealant. Tar is a sealant. Go figure. That's why they tar paper, tar and feather. Oh, no. That's what they're going to do to the politicians in Sacramento. No, tar and feather. That's a sign, I tell you. Where are the chickens when you need them? They're coming home to roost, and the reason they're coming home to roost is so we can borrow their feathers. We have a tarring party and a feathering party. Tar and feather. No, I'm just kidding, all you politicians in Sacramento. Although, in Sacramento, you know, the politicians just passed. Illegal immigrants are going to be given health care. $68 million, something like that. Billion dollars. Million, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows. It's so confusing. Talk about a place that's got mental constipation at Sacramento. Well, not really. These people are quite focused on the destruction of the great state of California. Absolutely they are. Culturally, they're trying to break it down like you can't believe. This is what socialists do. This is what socialists do. They destroy the free market capitalistic system, and then they go after your culture. And, of course, we're deep into that right now. We have a completely corrupt state. Who can believe in the election integrity of the election system in California, let alone all the other scams and schemes that are going on from these tyrants, these totalitarians that are now in charge? Because, listen, I just talked to more and more people over the last couple of weeks, and these people are saying, you know, you guys have been right. You guys have been right. I got, you know, in fact, I'm going to share the body of a letter. Let's see if I can get. I'm going to share the bot because this is poignant right now. I knew that God had me working in this direction for a reason. Let me see if I'm going to try and get this letter that I got from one of our. Come on. Give me a break here, guys. Give me a break. Oh, we'll try it anyway with the letter. No, not there. Okay, I'm going to my system here to try and garner any kind of information, and it's not working for me, but. Okay. Anyway, I'm trying to get this. I'll get this up. Maybe next hour. Maybe next segment. I'll get this letter up, but I'll paraphrase it. Basically, it's a letter from one of the people who's now joined the New California Movement. Came in yesterday afternoon. So I know this person purportedly listens to my radio show. So I'm not going to use your name or anything like that. But the essence of the letter was this: I've been listening to you, not really believing or understanding what's been going on, and suddenly it hit me. And I'm saying this, and I'll read the thing when I get it up with the next thing, but suddenly it hit me, and he realized that the state is being run by a bunch of commies. And he says he's not really been paying that much attention, but here he's got it. He figures it out. We get this kind of letter in communication all the time here at, well, in the studio here at Studio 21 for New California, we get this all the time. They wake up and go, wait a minute, they're passing laws every day that I don't like. They're doing things that without my approval, taxation without representation. Every single law comes with a tax. Every single law comes with a – that's taxation without representation, because we have a monoparty dictatorship here in California. And now the East Coast is starting to wake up to this a little bit, too. They're starting to realize that California has swung over to the socialist/communist side in a big way. And the dictatorship is getting stronger, more bolder, right? That's what's been going on, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely, that's what's been going on. So my my comment back is, welcome aboard. And better late than that. It's not really that late. If you want to stop totalitarianism, if you want to stop these people in California to prevent it from going around the rest of the nation, then you have to stand up. You have to step up and say no to this garbage. If you're in California, become part of the new California state movement, because this is the only viable option that you have right now, is a movement of our sort. 52 counties that are implicated in the new California state movement, either whole or part of the counties. 47 that are chartered and another 5 that are provisional. But they're there and they're growing. Our committees are growing and getting stronger, as they should, because people are starting to realize, wait a minute, if we don't do something now, it's too late. Some would argue it is too late. I would say it's just the right time. It's the right time to become a part of New California, not only in the state of California, but also throughout the nation. We need your help. We need your donations. Become a member of the New California State Movement and help us fight these monsters, because they are. Because if we don't take them on now, guess what? You will have to soon enough. And that's a fact. That's the way they work. We can stop it because we have a president who is trying to stop it. He's called them out as socialists, and that's exactly what they are here in California. So join the fight. NewCaliforniaState.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Talking about New California and all the different things going on there. And there's a ton of them going on there, if you know what I mean. A ton, a double ton. Forked tongue devils. That's just one of the many things that are happening out there to the forked tongue devils. That are bad mouth in California, right? No. I mean, this is just sort of the way things roll. Unfortunately. Unfortunately. So we're trying to get this letter. Let's see if I got it over here. I was struggling. Serious struggling going on. I just can't imagine all the different struggling going on, right? Well, sometimes there's struggling going on. Not too much, though. We'll try and get to it here in another second. Other news, though, that we're covering, and you get go to newcaliforniastate.com for a lot of different news. We have some very, very interesting things up on these issues. Mother-child welfare services in Colorado stole my disabled son. Okay, let me, this is from PJ Media, Megan Fox reporting. I don't know Megan Fox. PJ Media, I did an interview on them one time, or with them, about New California. But I want to kind of walk you through how this works so you understand, because I used to work with Child Welfare Services, or CPS, Child Protective Services, right? They call it in California. And you're going to be enlightened, I think, by what I'm going to talk about in this article, and the article, and then, of course, my own information that I share professionally. I used to do this professionally. Okay, so, you know, years and years of doing this, so I can give to you a little bit different lilt to the story, right? So, mother, child welfare services in Colorado stole my disabled son, and I want to hang on to the word disabled. That's salient here. The child welfare bureaucracy has struck again. This is again by Megan Fox, targeting a 7-year-old disabled child and removing him from his mother's care, and evidence suggests it was done by deceptive means. Shocking. Again, disabled is the key word here. Cynthia Abcog, a mother of four, has been struggling with the medical needs of her son, Michael, since he was a baby. He suffered seizures and muscular problems, developmental delays, and more, all documented by specialists. On top of this, her teen daughter is in therapy for trauma she experienced as a child through the interference of child services, who placed her with a man she says abused her for 8 years. Even though Cicely's doctors were concerned she was being sexually abused as a toddler and stated in a document, Cicely stated, "boo boo daddy," and pointed to her vagina area, and that sexual emotional difficulties were suspected. You getting my drift here? Child services in Broward County, Florida ordered her to have unsupervised visits with her abuser for the next 8 years. Abcog eventually obtained a no-contact order, although Cicely's biological father, David Smith, and he was barred from contacting her in any way going forward. The abuse was so severe that the court ordered them into the state's address confidentiality system, or program, which would conceal their location from the abuser. Abcog's son, Johnny, told PJ Media, Cicely had an extremely hard time with her father, and it took way too long for the system to do something substantial for her. It was evident that she was abused, unquote, by the brother. Abcog's youngest son, Michael, was seeing specialists until his physician, Dr. Wong, felt he could no longer treat him effectively. In documents, Wong described Michael's condition at 5 years old. This is what he said. It says, Michael started to show signs of epilepsy since 7 months of age. He has been evaluated extensively by pediatric neurologist and EEG specialist at Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital and Miami Children's Hospital, two of the best children's hospitals in South Florida. Unfortunately, to date, Michael has not achieved adequate control of his seizures, nor has a definitive cause of his seizures disorder been found. It has been extremely difficult for Michael to integrate socially at school, and the effects of his epilepsy, as well as the side effects of his seizures and seizure medicines, that's another one to hang on to, have hampered his ability to learn. Now, that's just common. You go out and get seizure medicines or psychotropic meds, kids are not going to learn, guys. It's not going to happen, just to let you know. Further, that's why they should be outlawed for children. Furthermore, any extensive convulsions risk damage to his brain and potentially can be life-threatening. Despite these findings, Abcug was accused of abuse through Munchenhausen by proxy by Smith. Her ex, who called DHS repeatedly with false allegations, causing a nightmare of investigations, and Abcug was cleared of any wrongdoings, and the Broward County DHS stopped taking Smith's calls seriously. Sicily's Guardian ad item, appointed by the court during that time, is on good terms with the family and is supportive of Abcug in her parenting decisions. So she gets a clean bill of health here, right? So Dr. Wong recommended that Abcug take Michael to a specialist in Colorado. Now here we go. Who could get to the bottom of his undiagnosed disorders. I strongly believe that Michael should be further evaluated at the Neuroscience Institutes of Children's Hospital in Colorado, located in Aurora, Colorado. Really? Aurora, yeah, where, you know, all kinds of weird things happen, right? Like shootings in theaters, wrote Wong. Abcug took his recommendations and petitioned the court for an emergency motion to temporarily relocate out of the state with Michael and Cicely, the two minor children in her care. The petition was granted in January 2018. In that ruling, Judge Frank ruled that Smith, Cicely's father, was prohibited from having any contact and communication with said minor, including telephone communication, written communication, and electronic communication. So you have a predator father and another man in the scene too, right? Wonder how that all happens. Well, probably because there's like a network of pedophiles working here. Yeah, even with her disability, it makes it even better, right? Isn't that sick? But that's true. But there's another sinister thing going on here. I haven't even read the whole article, but I can just know where this is going. So Abcub uprooted her life and moved to Colorado to find a diagnosis and seek recovery for Michael. The trouble started, Abcug says, when she began petitioning Pioneer Elementary School in Colorado to continue Michael's special services, and that he is a federally guaranteed into the first grade in kindergarten. Michael had aides and a teacher. By the end of the year, the teacher stated that Michael would need to have paraprofessional with him at all times. And of course, this is what's going on here. I'm going to kind of summarize it. They stole the child, the CPS did. And why did they do that? To give to a foster family. That's what I suspect. And why would they do that? Because of the disabilities. As much as $8,000 per month to that family. We'll be back.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This whole story that of this child, we'll have it posted up by PJ Media. It's pretty telling and quite involved. But to suffice it to say, you've got a lack of communication clearly from the Colorado schools. And this is kind of, I'm going to kind of summarize it. Clearly, when she made the move from Florida to Colorado, there was a real disconnect between services being rendered through the, you know, IEP special education program. Of course, the child needs serious programs to be helped at the school. And, of course, at great expense, I might add, to the school district. And the school district doesn't like that sort of thing, of course, because they don't have – they usually end up taking money out of general fund and that sort of thing to cover these sort of disabilities. But the problem is that, you know, there's some more sinister aspects to this, and it's going to be interesting to see how that breaks out. The Americans with Disabilities Acts and guidelines have all been clearly violated by the school, in my opinion, from what I've read from here, and I'm summarizing this because it can be quite extensive, and we're going to definitely see about this. The whole thing is quite a setup. which is, by the way, not all that rare. We see these kind of setups for children to be abducted literally by Child Protective Services and then sold to the highest bidder, so to speak, or placed into foster care, where there's lots of money that's exchanged for that child to be raised up in a foster family. Now, this is not an indictment against all foster families. Please understand that. I've worked with dozens and dozens and dozens of foster families over the years. The vast majority are good, but you get those that are not. And boy, do they stick out. It's like, wow, why are you driving that big black Mercedes Benz? You know, and you come in with all your bling on. And you've got a child with, you know, 6 or 7 disabilities, and you're getting $8,000 a month. But one of the things that this article does point out, it does point out the serious flaws in the ADA programming and how invasive kids with disabilities have become, which points to this. Kids have disabilities oftentimes without a disability. One of the biggest disabilities I've ever found is the ADD. Yeah, ADD. This is the biggest one that I've ever found. I've done hundreds of IEP meetings, and almost in every one, there's been some suffrage of ADD, which has been enormous on the child. Boy or girl, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And what is ADD? Absent dad disorder. Father is being taken away from their children for one reason or another, oftentimes manufactured. I always used to ask that question when we'd had these IEP meetings, by the way. And I would, as administrator, you're the guy in charge. You sign the document. You sign the federal forms. You, as the administrator, you can be a principal, vice principal, superintendent, whatever. But you're legally bound by all that. You better make sure it's all tight. It's all on the up and up, completely buttoned down on these reports. So I always used to ask that obvious question every single time when I did an IEP. I said, because usually the dad was not there. I mean, in the early days, literally, of these IEPs, when I started doing them back in the 80s, and, of course, in the 90s, as things, you know, got more and more into the special education business, I noticed that there was never a dad involved, almost never, very seldom. Sometimes you'd have a dad and no mom, but that would be extremely rare. And then as the time went on in the early 2000s, I started to notice another trend that was even more disturbing, is that there was no mother and no father. Oftentimes aunts and uncles were bringing children in. For people who had no relationship with the child other than they just picked them up off the street. Well, that's another thing. Homeless children living under bridges and things with disabilities, and you have to go look for them. Well, that's always a thrill to go hunting under the bridges by the rivers for these children doing the truancy sweeps, right? I mean, those are other things that you do. But my point is this. Absent dad disorder is real with children. And it's one of the, I think, the biggest disability of all in special education. I know that in this particular case that they're talking about, this is somebody who was born with real severe disabilities. And the family's being thrown into some major, major turmoil by the state of Colorado. We get that. But my point is, when you have an intact family, a man and a woman, husband and a wife, it's the strongest preventer of special education. And of course, the motivation for a lot of people is money. Getting their kids into special education or getting, you know, money that could benefit them. Because with special education comes money from the states. Money starts to flow downhill. Just part of what we're doing, just part of what we're seeing here. For those of you that don't know how this whole thing plays out, but it is true. It is absolutely true for special education and foster cares. Now, that brings us to the border. They're now waking up. People are saying, oh, my God, 200,000 people have come across the border since the beginning of, what, December, January. Really? And they've been let go in the United States? Yes. That's just called an invasion. That's one of the headlines that's out there on Drudge right now. Shocking. Shocking. Are we shocked by that? No, we're not. We're not even remotely shocked by that. But it's here, and it's true. This is what we're having to deal with. Large numbers of illegal foreign nationals that are here. And boy, is it a problem, huh? It's going to become a bigger problem in the months ahead. But again, I go back to that whole thing. I go back to that whole thing about will Mexico actually do something? Illegal, this is the headline right now on Drudge, because I got this little flashback, a little flash thing. Illegals mock Trump deal. Video shows border breakover weekend. See them flood in. See, I told you it wasn't going to last long. It lasted Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, and oh, I guess maybe not so much after that. Brian Colfag, triple amputee, architect of the wall, breaking, we caught video of armed cartel members walking illegals into the USA. He's packing a gun in waist. Yep, here they come. Then walks into Mexico, captured in Sunland Park, New Mexico. It's out of control. What is the city doing? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Uh-huh. Trump approved. We build the wall. Okay. This is what he says. Wow. It's kind of interesting. There he goes. The cartel member with the guns just walked him right across. They're in America. There you go. He got his money. He got paid his money. You can't see this, of course. This is a little video that Brian Colfax, you know, he's the triple amputee who built the wall, by the way. And nobody's doing anything about it. It's not going to last that long, I'm telling you. And Trump knows it. Big party in Tijuana about it. Big party. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yes, yes, yes. What was I looking at? Oh, some really bad news for the Democrats and what's going on there. Really, really bad news. Pulling for Poppy. This is the other thing, too, that's out there. I was listening to this morning, really early in the morning. I got to tell you, I was up really early this morning for a number of different reasons. All good in the hood. But Tom Holman was up early in the morning. It had to have been 4 o'clock Eastern time. Yeah, so I'm up at 1 o'clock. Is that right? Yeah, I can do that math. Anyway, he's up talking about the Mexico thing, and he's like me. I've been saying doubtful.
Stop without coordinated efforts with Mexico, but also we still need Congress to act. We still need help both on the fundamental legal loopholes in the framework, but also on funding to manage this situation.
Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan warning Congress that they must act to stop the border crisis. This, as Fox News exclusively learns, that more than 200,000 migrants have been released since December after claiming to be part of a family unit. And joining me now is retired ICE director and Fox News contributor Tom Homan. Tom, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
You know, you and I have discussed this before, these people claiming to be part of these family units, and we've now learned that more than 200,000 have been released as a result of that since the end of December. All of this kind of comes down to what the Flores Agreement that says that they cannot be held in custody for more than, 20 days. What needs to change here or can change to fix this problem?
Well, the acting secretary is right. I think Congress needs to fix the Flores Settlement Agreement. Back in 2015, when this surge first started happening, 2014-2015, we were able to hold family units in a family detention center for about 40-45 days until see a judge. 9 out of 10 monster cases, we filled airplanes up, sent them home, and the border numbers went down because we clearly showed we have a consequence and deterrence to, you know, false claim to asylum. Mm-hmm. However, when the Flores Settlement Agreement came in, the judge said, well, you can't hold these families more than 20 days. I said to the court back then, if you do this, if you don't allow us to detain them long enough to see a judge, you're going to see a surge in family units. Of course, I was called a fear monger. I had no evidence of this. And look what's happened. Because we can't detain them long enough to see a judge, mm-hmm. they get released in the United States. Most don't show up in court. And the ones that do show up in court, 90% lose their case.
Kevin McLean
was correctly right. Congress needs to fix that loophole.
You know, you mentioned seeing the judge. There's already a backlog of somewhat 900,000 cases to even get to that point.
There is, and I've said another thing that we need to do is the U.S. government needs to, we need to surge immigration judges at the southwest border. Mm-hmm. There's an 800,000 case backlog. I get it, but let it sit there. Let it sit there on the shelf and get the judges to the border to deal with the ones that are coming through right now. Quickly have their cases. I call it last in, first out. Concentrate on these folks coming in. Then we get quick order removals and send them home. That will send a strong message of deterrence and consequence. But what the acting secretary didn't mention that we still can do and haven't done is ICE needs to do a nationwide operation. Look for people who had these final hearings. They've got an order from the judge. We need to find them, including family units. We need to locate them, arrest them, and remove them. Because if these final orders by a judge don't mean anything, there's no integrity in the system. Mm-hmm. We have not done that this year. We need to do it. We need to send these people home who've had their due process.
Tom, I want to get to this next topic because this obviously is a thing that's developing today. Will Mexico, in your opinion, follow through and stick to the new immigration agreement that we're hearing about now? We can bring up some of those details. Mexico now agreeing. This is new because they've increased the number of troops to their southern border to 6,000. They've agreed. Migrants will wait in Mexico for asylum. Mexico will offer jobs, education to asylum seekers, and they will take action against human trafficking. Do you think they'll follow through?
I hope so.
Mexico to deploy 6,000 troops to its southern border. Migrants will wait in Mexico for asylum. Mexico will offer jobs and education to asylum seekers, and then action against human traffickers, action against the slave traders. Now, do you think Mexico for very long is going to stick with that? You know, Mexico's like a teenager. For about 30 seconds, that's what's going to happen.
I think so, but I'll be convinced when they actually do it. I mean, actions speak louder than words. They've committed to doing things in the past, and they've done it for a short period of time, not sustained. So, you know, rather than just doing these dog and pony shows for a week or 2 weeks, let's see them do a sustained operation that they committed to in writing. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of the media is missing. This is an historic agreement. And President Trump should get a lot of credit for this, but this kind of agreement has eluded every other president. He's done a lot to try to secure this border, so we all applaud his efforts on this, and this is a great that he has a written agreement with Mexico. Again, we will monitor the guys on the ground, our mm-hmm. attaché offices in Mexico will monitor their activities to ensure they live up to an agreement. If they don't, I can assure you the president will impose tariffs very quickly.
Yeah, he actually, we can pull that tweet up, said that yes, we can always go back to those tariffs, that is not off the table completely, just to summarize his tweet there. Now, something that you did mention, and I wanted to let people know about, you said, because this is huge, that this agreement includes what, a safe third country agreement. Explain to folks at home what that is.
Well, part of the discussion down there, they commit to a safe third country, which means people from Guatemala, they would have to claim asylum in Mexico because it's about claiming asylum in the first country that is safe. So if you're escaping government persecution in Guatemala and you get to Mexico, that's where you need to claim asylum. If you're facing government persecution in El Salvador, Honduras, well, you should be claiming asylum in Guatemala. It's called safe third country. So if you left that country and you're in a different country, then you're no longer being persecuted by your government because you have gone. So that's a safe third country that has been discussed. That's part of the agreement. It's got to be worked out. They got to work out the fine details. Mm-hmm. But my sources say this is part of the agreement, and this is probably the biggest part of this agreement, and it's going to be huge once it's implemented.
All right. Tom Homan joining us live to break it down.
Well, like a teenager, right? Almost like a Jagger. Almost like a Jagger. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. More information coming out about the people who live in the levees in Northern California. They've carved out huge tunnels within the levees. And, of course, a lot of people are really concerned about that. Levee safety, flooding, water is the most dangerous corrosive thing on the planet. Just buzz right through you. And, of course, everybody's taking a look at what's going on at the Oroville Dam, as we all are. You know, we're all really concerned about what's happening at the Oroville Dam. And we're going to be talking about that again tomorrow because we're going to have more information about what's going on there. The dam is, I guess you can say the dam is large and in charge. Well, so to speak. You know, they it's kind of interesting. We put up a couple of articles, and these are the articles we're going to do a little bit more research on today and get back at you with it. But it's kind of interesting that these articles concern... Well, flipping to the script, you know, we basically had to ask the question over the weekend, stoner logic, is that what we're seeing in the decision-making process of the Oroville Dam? Stoner logic. Well, we have to ask the stoner logic at the Oroville Dam spill. We have to ask the question. Or a bunch of stoners running things because they're so indecisive. They're so indecisive. First they're going to use the spillway, now they're not. Now they're actually tearing down the big lip of the spillway. We don't know why. Well, it's for a road, we know that. But you're building a road at the base of the spillway. Okay. Does that mean you're not going to use the spillway, even though you said you were, or you might? Stoner logic, it applies. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.